daylight. Where am I? Oh. Where am I? This isn't the desert. This vegetation, it's ridiculous. I've never seen trees like this. Or these flowers. These odd tubular blooms. They must be 7 feet in length. Like trumpets. If I break off the stem and blow, it's not bad. One could probably summon for help, but help. Oh, God, now I remember. That's what I wasn't supposed to say. Help him. Well, I may as well try to find out where I am. What a weird place. There's a stream. Looks okay. But I'm so thirsty. It's excellent. What was that? Find me another flower. Here's one. It seems to be coming from over this way. A clearing. That sound may. God, that's an odd creature. It's not a dwarf. I've never seen a troll before, but my guess is that's a troll. Can you tell me where I am?
No.
Well, is there anyone in these parts that can tell me?
There be.
Well, what are you holding your hand out for?
First, ye pay the fee.
The fee?
Gold.
Gold? Look, I don't have any gold.
Try to remember.
Well, if I had a watch or a ring, maybe, but I don't. I don't have any gold.
Gold!
I don't have any. What are you pointing at my mouth for? What about my mouth?
Teeth.
So there's teeth.
Gold.
My fillings. I see. No dice.
No dice. Want gold?
No. Now look, Shorty, there's nothing I can give you.
That.
This? Oh, you mean this, tucked under my arm? Well, it's just a robe.
Show.
Okay, I'll hold it up for you. There.
I try on.
Look, it's 3 times your height, see?
See.
Hey, he grabbed my robe. Hey, you little squirt, come back here.
The troll scampers across the clearing and hotfoots it into the woods, the robe flapping behind him. Through the woods goes the chase. The troll's little legs a blur while Jack's long legs, taking one step to the troll's 6, quickly closes the gap. The trail twists and turns. Jack ducks low limbs and leaps treacherous roots. Long, fragrant trumpet flowers that hang from strange trees flash past as the pair streak along at breathless speed. But what happens next happens so fast, even the troll's swift instincts can't avoid it. For up ahead, a long trumpet flower hangs over the trail. The clever troll ducks beneath, never losing a beat. But Jack leaps and snaps the flower from its stem, and landing again, he comes to a screeching halt. The curious troll slows his pace. Jack inhales a tremendous breath of air. So voluminous a breath that the troll is almost sucked backward. Jack's chest expands and expands, puffing out like a small zeppelin. The trumpet flower is to his lips, and in the next moment, a deafening blast. So powerful a roar that the troll is knocked right out of the dervish's robe, blown off his feet, blasted across the ground, over and over and up and over the tops of the trees, and he's gone from sight.
Punk. Now I'm really lost. Music. seems to be coming from the side of that hill. A cave. The music is coming from inside that cave.
Cautiously, Jack enters the cave.
God, I hope I'm not going to walk into a nest of trolls.
Further and further into the cave creeps our hero. Now he can see a faint glow coming from deep within.
It's probably a fire. So there must be a vent in the ceiling to let the... Holy smokes!
Before Jack is a large room. Long, sharp stalactites hang like viper's fangs from the ceiling. In the center is an open fire. Against the shadowed walls are all sorts of strange apparatus. The smoke twists upwards into a tiny hole at the top of the cavern. A great cauldron bubbles upon the fire. And leaning over the cauldron is a strange sight indeed. An old fellow, wearing a top hat and a sleek black tuxedo. The coat and pants are embroidered with the most remarkable designs. The moon, in all its phases, circles his back. In the center of his chest is the sun. Saturn is tilted with the rakish tilt of his top hat. Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter spin about his feet. The Big Dipper has settled upon his left sleeve. Upon his right sleeve is the constellation of Orion. And in between all this are thousands of stars that blink and shimmer as the tuxedo ripples to the movements of the old soft shoe. Well, by now it must be pretty clear to all that Jack has wandered into the outlandish wizard's cave.
What was that?
Excuse me.
Consternation. You scared me half to death. Look, Orion's just blinked out.
Oh, I'm sorry, really, but I need
to
ask...
Sorry, you trolls don't know what sorry is.
Troll? Look, I'm not a troll.
Dad, you've got to be the longest troll I've ever seen.
I'm not a troll.
Why not?
Well, I...
You stand tall among trolls.
Look, I am not a troll.
There's all different kinds of trolls, you know.
Well, I suppose there are, but I really
want to... Mean ones live in rocks. Call them rock trolls.
Well, that's very interesting, but...
And there's marsh trolls. Smelly little fellows full of marsh gas.
I see.
Yep. And there's snow trolls. You say, you a troll? And they say, snow.
Oh, God.
There's leaping leaf trolls, rumpity-tumpity trolls, and there's three-toed tree trolls.
I think it was the rumpity-trumpity one that I ran into.
There's also what's known as common troll or mill troll or common run-of-the-mill troll.
Yeah, right. I know. Yep. Right. Well, this one... This rumpity-trumpity troll, it was a real punk.
Punk troll?
It was about this high.
Well, that's the size of a rumpity-trumpity troll. I like that punk troll, though.
Well, maybe you can help me.
Didn't get any of your teeth, did he?
Oh, no, he didn't. He did get this rope here, though, but I got it back.
Is that a magic robe?
This? Well, I don't think so.
It's nice patchwork. Lucky he's in a magic robe. Those fool trolls don't know how to handle magic.
Oh, they don't, huh?
Yeah, they get singed.
Well,
nothing smells worse than a singed troll.
Yeah, I can believe that. Look, what I want to ask you...
Dangerous stuff, you know. Magic.
Well, it certainly looks like you know a lot about that.
Yeah, I know. You want to know something, tall troll?
Look, my name is Jack Flanders.
I don't just know magic. Look at me. You ever see anyone so magical?
Well, as a matter of fact, no.
I'm so charged with magic, all I need to do is snap my fingers and look out!
Reef, what are you doing?
Close, huh?
Oh, right. I suppose just scratching your head, you have to be pretty careful, huh?
Yeah, you said it. But not as perilous as snapping the... Whoa!
Oh, come on, stop that!
Stuff's dangerous, like I said. Is that you?
Gee, I hope not.
You sure it's not you? Smells like it could be a tall troll.
Honest, it's not me, but something is... Something's burning.
Yeah, it's around here somewhere.
Hey, it's the back of your tuxedo.
What?
Oh, quick, that bucket.
Where?
Get, oh. Right there. Get that bucket.
No, stay still. Yeah. Stop dancing around.
All right, I'm still.
Here. Oh. There. It's out.
Look at this. It made a hole big as an elbow right through my tuxedo tail.
Well, don't worry about it. It can be patched.
Yeah. It burned a hole right through Andromeda, too. And damn lightning. You think it's difficult to fix this?
Oh, no. It'll be a snap.
A snap?
No.
Oh! You all right, bub?
Well, more or less.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Yeah, I see I'm rather dry. Nothing sadder than a wet troll, I'll tell you. Where were we, anyway?
Well, let's see. Oh, yes, you were about to tell me where I can find the archives that store mankind's greatest ahas.
I was about to tell you that.
Yes.
You're a sly lying troll, ain't you?
Look, I keep trying to ask you, but you keep cutting me off.
Yeah, right. All right. You fell short.
Well, how short?
About 4 leagues.
Well, how far is that?
It depends if it's a major or minor league.
I'm going to let that one pass.
Well, what you do, you travel on land for 1 league and on water for 2 leagues, and then you reach the Misty Isle.
Oh. The archives on an island, huh?
Yep, Misty Isles. Now, you want to find those archives, so take you to the lake and find you a boat and give you a shove in the right direction.